Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Pneumaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is an introduction to the reality of spiritual warfare in the 21st century. There is a great amount of information contained in the biblical documents about this inescapable reality. There are some classical books outside of the Word of God and outside of the biblical documents that, if you have not read, you would do well to read them, such as Fox's Book of Martyrs, and another book that I have in my library entitled Jesus Freaks. Both books have to do with the reality of spiritual warfare. Excuse me. That is, those who have put themselves on the line for the Word of God. And if you pick up Fox's Book of Martyrs, please get the unabridged edition. Do not get the abridged edition. But if that is the only thing you have at your disposal, then by all means, get the abridged edition. But the unabridged would be well worth your time. And pick up a copy of Jesus Freaks. Another book you may want to read that is invaluable for spiritual warfare is, of course, the classic of Pilgrim's Progress. Another book by Os Guinness, called The Dust of Death, which deals with the devolution, or what happened to West culture and the direction that Western culture has taken. You and I know that we really are. That the time of Western culture is over. We live in a post-Western time. We live between the times. And the stability of our times, as Isaiah said during his time of the Assyrian threat, was the Word of God. And as in the time of Isaiah, we too live in a time in which people pull the sin behind themselves in a cart. We live in a time in which there is no absolute right or wrong. We are told that moral relativism is the ethos of the times, and yet we're told in an absolute manner that relativism reigns, which is always interesting to me. All men, at some point, who espouse relativism have to have an absolute foundation for their announcements of relativism for their advocacy of relativism. It is always done from an absolute foundation, which is always interesting, which shows that they believe what they believe from a platform or a position that they believe is higher than what you or I may believe. Such an attitude is to characterize the end of this age. It is interesting to me that pseudo-pastors who at one time walked in faith now come out and advocate relative moral values. And so we see what was in their hearts all the time. And so they are given a platform by which they are to proclaim their viewpoint, which one said that he announced that he is now an atheist. And I read the article to see where he would go. And after reading so many of these articles, it is always, we argue with the same position, basically, which is ad hominem or subjectivistic ad hominem stuff, little reality. That is their viewpoint. I want to introduce you to spiritual warfare, the reality. And in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul has these words, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Please pay close attention to the language. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. There are three different words in this verse in the Greek that have to do with the word with power or strength or ability. And during our next show, I will go into the meaning or the nuances of those words. But in verse 10, when Paul says, finally, my brethren, please take a look at Colossians 1:11. Be strong. Notice state of being verb be, and be strong. Now, this is one word in the Greek that has been transliterated as to be strong, and it is given in the present imperative. It's given in the present imperative. Be strong in the Lord. And preposition in, I will go into in the next show as well. Strong in curio, the way it's laid is written in the Greek. And in the power of his might. Now, this verse is given before or precedes this next important verse, which is verse 11, which Paul states, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So, verse 10 is vital, because it naturally flows into verse 11. And Paul wants the believing community, the believing ones, to really understand how we live in the cosmos while we are here in the cosmos. we will face conflict. There is an intrinsic conflict. Our polituma is its tepid, or in Uranus, our polituma, our citizenship is in heaven. We are an outpost, as it were, in the cosmic system. Put on, and the verb here, put on, is given in the aorist middle imperative. Excuse me, the aorist means that at a point in time that this happened, the middle voice means that the believer is to act upon himself or for his own benefit. The imperative, of course, is a command. So at a point in time, the believer is to act upon himself for his own benefit, and he is to do what is commanded of God, stated in the imperative. Put on. This is not a suggestion. It is a command. Now, the word whole is not in the text, but put on the armor of God. Now, some have called it the Christian's armor or the believer's armor. But in verse 11, I am told that it is the armor of God. It is the panoplian of God. Now, in the Greek text, the word theou, the word for God, is a genitive. which is possessive. So this is God's armor that we are to put on. And the structure of the language is such that we are told to put on this armor with the idea that it is not to be taken off. Notice after the comma, notice the purpose clause, that you may be able, or that you may be powerful, to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles is methodias, the methods that he uses in order to subvert, disrupt, and supplant the resolve of believers. The word devil is diabolu. The methodias of diabolu, of course, it is also in the it is a possessive. So, this is the beginning point for our study of spiritual warfare. And notice, we are to put on the armor of God. So, and the purpose clause tells us that you may be able, powerful, to stand against, the methodias of the devil. Now, no book of any apologist is going to help us do this. Only the armor of God. And we must get to the point in our understanding of spiritual warfare that we realize that everything that we have and who we are is from the hand of the Lord. We shall continue with this study in our next show. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.